you go. Little good music.
Welcome back to our On the House Hour. And this month, all month long, we've been talking about digital application, digital maintenance for the home. And you've heard us talking a lot in the last year about HomeZada. Actually, it's close to 2 years now, I believe. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the inventory aspect. Last week, we talked about the maintenance aspect. From the homepage login, you've got a projects tab as well. And we've got developer John Berdozic joining us on the line to talk about the projects aspect of HomeZada. We love the app. We love what it does to the home. It brings home ownership into the digital era. John, how could people use the projects tab to help maintain their home, castle, or cabin?
Thanks, Romy, for having me today. And when we think of projects, we kind of think of it almost like before, during, and after the project, right? So we know that homeowners, before they actually start a project, usually there's some upfront planning that needs to get done, like how much money am I going to spend on this project? What products and brands am I going to choose? You know, oftentimes people are contemplating they only have so much money to spend on a project. So it may be like, am I going to do the bathroom remodel or the new deck, or sort of which projects am I going to do? So there's that sort of whole upfront planning and helping customers kind of decide how much they want to budget for. And then obviously we can get more into the how HomeZada can be used to help manage the actual project during its phase. And then also what's key and important for us is what happens after the project is done too.
The wish list part of it is one of my favorite features, because there's a number of things that, you know, living at this house now for a handful of years that we've added and we want to start making improvements on. And obviously, we're not in a position to do them all with cash at once. So you start putting together your wish list of projects.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just sort of natural behavior. It's either a lot of times, one, right after people buy a new home, they're buying it with the intention of doing a number of remodels. But then there's also the behavior of like, hey, I've lived in this house for 5 or 10 years. Maybe my family has grown, or my desires over what I want to do with my house has grown. And so HomeZada's got a series of like 60 common home improvement projects, which it allows the user to easily kind of pick and choose those things. I want to do a home addition. I want to put on a new deck. It's both exterior sort of landscaping projects as well as interior projects, and essentially allows the homeowner to basically say, hey, these are the 5 or 10 projects that I want to do to my house. And then it kind of gives them that place to kind of start that whole planning process. Because if I spend, you know, $5,000 on the kitchen, on the bathroom remodel, and another $5,000 on a deck, I could get 2 projects done versus maybe spending $15,000 on the kitchen remodel. So how are you going to make those kind of decisions are oftentimes dependent on, A, can you get financing for the project, and B, what are your sort of priorities that you want to go forward with?
And the one I'm playing with right now in real time as you're talking is we're going to put in a living pond in the home. We have too much dust and undeveloped area around us for a swimming pool, but the kids, you know, summer in Arizona revolves around going to our neighbor's house a few miles down the road and swimming in their pool. So we're going to put in a living pond. It'll be filtered and clean enough to be able to swim in the summertime, but it's not something that it's going to be plastered, and all of the runoff from our roof, it's going to be a rain catchment. You can use it as an overflow for watering of the livestock. And I'm making some updates in this. You don't have to do any kind of saving. As you type in your edits, you can just see the green line underneath it go across, and it tells you updated and saved, updated and saved. You never have to worry about losing your work. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, prior to HomeZada, Elizabeth, my co-founder, you know, I watched her manage with, you know, she had like a gazillion Excel spreadsheets, and she would tear out pieces of paper from magazines over products that she was considering. And she basically had paper scattered everywhere. And it's sort of like, how do you sort of bring it all into one sort of place? Because we know that planning doesn't happen, you know, in one sitting. It happens over multiple weeks when you sort of allocate some of your time. So you're like, oh, I found something I like, or I've updated the budget for this particular item. So HomeZada is a great kind of planning tool because it allows you to save all your thoughts about things that you're going to consider for your project in one place.
You can also track what contractors you're working with. You can track the people that were on site doing the work. I mean, it's so powerful. I have a hard time not geeking out about it whenever we talk about it.
Yeah, one of the new things that we added, if you look at it, there's a new tab up there called Actions. And really what that's designed is, if you think about projects, homeowners have 2 choices over how they execute the project, right? Some are going to be ambitious and they're going to go the DIY route and they're going to kind of do it themselves. Others are going to go the route of basically hiring a contractor. Either way, action items are sort of like a place for you to kind of give yourself all the little things that you need to do, right? So if you're going to do a DIY, you can use the action tabs to kind of put in all of the demolition and installation and sequencing over the things that you need to do for that project. If you're going to hire a contractor, then there's a lot of sort of things that homeowners need to do to be able to hire the right contractor, right? It's to have a budget. You want to interview the contractor. Maybe you want to check a reference. You want to, if your project is big enough, it may require a permit. All those sort of like management aspects can be tracked in the actions tab, which again gives the user flexibility depending on whether they want to do a DIY or hire a contractor.
And if you've got multiple projects going, you can go to the reports list and see an overview if you've got, you know, a handful of different things you're trying to manage. And it could be as simple as scheduling the install of window treatments.
Yeah, not only if you've got multiple projects going on, but again, sort of think about your lifestyle. You probably did a project 2 years ago and another one last year. Maybe you're going to do one this year. And then over time, you've been in that house for 10 years and you're like, well, what projects have I done? It's a huge important aspect to track what's called the tax basis on your house, right? Which means you may have bought the house for $400,000, but you've put on a new kitchen, a new deck, you know, in your case, a new exterior pond. All those things start to add up. How much have I actually invested into my house since I actually bought it from a purchase price perspective? And tracking that tax basis becomes important when you meet with your accountant to file your annual taxes. And then definitely if you ever decide to sell your house, that's going to be important information to keep track of.
And one fun thing that I really enjoy about it is it's like all things in technology. What it does today isn't going to be what it does next month or next year. It's just going to continue to develop in user friendliness and functionality. And I can't wait to see what else this is going to do for us in 5 years.
Yeah, and we watch a lot of how our users use our products, and we saw a trend where we needed to add some more templates to our project list. Solar panels is a big thing for people live if are probably in Arizona and California investing in putting a solar roof on their house. We added another template for siding replacement. Obviously, homes get old and the sun beats down on our exterior or siding, so replacing that. We saw a lot of people, you know, actually doing new additions where you're expanding the square footage of the house. So we added those three new templates because it gives the user a better starting point than starting their project from scratch.
And it is so helpful that's under the new project, and then you go in there and there's all your choices of template. And of course, if whatever you're trying to do is so unique, there isn't a template to start with, well, you do start from scratch, and it's not all that hard, but it is nice having the models already set up for you when you get there.
Yeah, because what we do with the template is we try to predict the common items that are going to be required for that project. So again, it pre-populates the sort of budgeting process of, you know, with a new addition, you're obviously going to be looking at a new foundation, new framing, new roof, because those are all brand new building materials that are going to be part of that new addition, right? With solar panels, you've obviously got the panels, you got the rack system. You've got the, you know, inverter to convert the electricity, all those sort of are items that are going to end up being installed on your project. And we kind of give you that starting point to move forward with tracking that.
One of our listeners was asking about the security of it. You know, if we're inventorying everything in our home, if we're managing our finances, how secure is this information from, you know, the outside world and the cloud hacking or whatever the correct terminology is?
No problem. Yeah, we absolutely, security is priority design implementation number one for us. And so we actually even publish a lot of what we do from a security perspective. So when the user goes to homesauto.com, if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a link that says security. And it gets into everything from, you know, giving the user a password policy to user authentication, and you can enable two-factor authentication. We encrypt all the data, both where we store the data and when it's transported between, you know, our servers and your browser. We use world-class data centers in terms of the physical security of where the data is stored. Yeah, we take a lot of different layers, both from a technical and hosting infrastructure perspective to protect the data. And even in our privacy policy, we tell all of our customers that we're just the custodians of your data. We don't give or provide your data to anybody. It's there for your use to help you manage your house.
You just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app to get started. The inventory side of it is free. There is a $5 a month charge for opening up the projects and the maintenance and the finance side of things. It's service as a software, but I mean, if you use it correctly, you know, you should be saving yourself at least $5 every month. And that's at the bare minimum without even trying.
We also offer a $59 a year subscription fee. And I think for your Rosie on the House customers, we even have a coupon code that gives them a discount off of that number as well.
Yes, at checkout, just type in Rosie, and I believe it's 25% off your first annual year subscription.
Fantastic. And again, we've had so many customers all across the country and even a lot of your customers in Arizona who've basically said this is just such a lifesaver as it relates to managing all the important information about my house.
And what it'll do for first-time home buyers that buy a house that has a well-documented home Zada profile, just the amount of things that they won't have to go through the hard way learning of, you know, what to do next, how to manage it, changing your air filters, and learning how to live in the home. It's going to be a roadmap for them.
It's an empowering sort of journey. I mean, we as homeowners who've lived in a home for quite some time, you learn about what it takes to manage a home by things breaking and costing you money, and you're like, why didn't I maintain that? But obviously for first-time homeowners, we're trying to use HomeZada almost like an educational tool to get them to do proactive maintenance and inventory management and projects so that they can avoid those costs as they, you know, go through their journey of home ownership.
At John Brodrozek of HomeZada, you can start using the app, rosieonthehouse.com/app. Thanks for spending time with us this Saturday morning.
Thank you.